Here's the voice of the Cats, Dave Emmett.
Well, the way this game started out didn't have the feel of a game which would end with the Wildcats on top, because on the opening series of the game, the wide receiver Caden Prather of Maryland on a jet sweep went 40 yards down to the Northwestern 12. From there, Talia Tungavailoa would connect with wide receiver Ty Felton 8 yards for the touchdown to cap a 66-yard five-play drive, and Maryland had a fast 7-0 lead. The Wildcats got the ball, and quarterback Brendan Sullivan, starting his third straight game, was sacked on back-to-back plays, forcing a punt. And Maryland had the ball again, already up 7-0 with just about 5 minutes gone of the game. But on the first play, the linebacker Bryce Gallagher hit Tungavailoa, a strip sack. Gallagher recovering the fumble at the Maryland 12-yard line. That would set up Cam Porter's 1-yard touchdown run, and the game was tied 7-7. Maryland then went right back down and scored on a short field thanks to an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the Wildcats on the extra point after their touchdown. And Tungavailoa connected with his running back Hemby for 24 yards to go back in front 14-7. But the Wildcats would answer with a drive of their own. Play fake. Sullivan looking, going downfield to the end zone. Kurtz, touchdown! Bryce Kurtz on a deep post. Sullivan with a pump fake and put it right on a dime. And the Wildcats with an extra point of tying the game. 23 yards, Sullivan to Kurtz. That drive, 69 yards in six plays. The game was tied at 14. Into the second quarter we went. The Wildcats have been pinned back on their own 3-yard line. They got out of trouble at a 23-yard pass from Sullivan to his tight end Marshall Lang. Then a personal foul on Maryland moved the ball down to the Northwestern, moved the ball out to the Northwestern 37. Cats got down to the 3-yard line, and Sullivan once again went to the air. Bunch formation left. Sullivan looks it over. The third down call by the Cats. The snap. Here comes pressure. Sullivan lobs one. Caught by Porter. Touchdown! Cam Porter catching that lob pass under duress from Brendan Sullivan. Porter caught it over the shoulder and walked into the end zone. Second touchdown pass today for Sullivan. Second touchdown for Porter. And the Wildcats have the lead. It was 21-14 at that point, still nearly the entire second quarter to go. Terrapins would put a drive together from their own 22-yard line. They got it down to the 9 on a pass from Tungavailoa to Jones, 15 yards. They had first and goal. It came up third and goal at the 1. They were stopped, so they went for it on fourth and goal. I formation. Tungavailoa keeps it, rolls right. Now he lobs it, tipped in the air, and it is incomplete. Incomplete. The pass was tipped by Xander Mueller. And the Cats hold on fourth and goal. Huge play in this game. Cats took over on their own 1-yard line, and they would drive 84 yards in 12 plays to a Jack Olson 33-yard field goal with just over a minute to go to the half, and they went up 24-14. Maryland, though, in their two-minute offense, would answer with a field goal, and it was 24-17 at halftime. Osimo would run the second-half kickoff back 61 yards, setting the Cats up at the Maryland 32, and that would lead to this 47-yard try. This would be his career-long 47-yard attempt. Here's the snap. Here's the kick by Olson. Got the distance. It is good! Jack Olson from 47, and the Wildcats are up by 10. 13:29 to go, third quarter. 27-17. Later in the third quarter, Maryland would answer with a field goal, 22 yards by their kicker, Jack Howes, and it was 27-20 going into the fourth quarter. The Terrapins would end up punting the ball early in the first fourth quarter. The first play of the fourth quarter, they had a first down to the 50-yard line, but they went backwards, and on third and 14, Tungavailoa was sacked, forcing a punt. An interference with a fair catch call on the punt set the Cats up at their own 32-yard line. Sullivan would connect with His running back, Joseph Hyman, for 14 yards. Then he would run for 18 down at the Maryland 36. A holding penalty slowed the drive, but then Sullivan threw a beautiful pass to A.J. Henning down to the Maryland 7. The Cats again would have to settle for a field goal, a short one, 19 yards for Olson, and they led by 10. After a three and out by Maryland, Cats got it again. This time a long pass. It was a long run by Hyman after a short pass from Sullivan, got the ball down to the 7. That set up a 29-yard Olson field goal. The Wildcats were ahead 33-20, but Maryland came right back. There go Vailoa. Hasn't gotten him in the end zone since the first quarter. Gets the snap. Fakes the give to Littleton. Over the middle, wide open. Jones at the 1 into the end zone. Touchdown.
That didn't take long.
No, it did not take long. Minute 20 on the drive, and it was 33-27 after the Wildcats went three and out. Maryland got the ball with just over 3 minutes to go, down by 6. A touchdown, an extra point, would put them ahead. On the first play, Hubbard would come up with one of the Wildcats' 6 sacks in the game, but Maryland was still driving when Koko Azuma saved the day. Tongo Vailoa in the gun. Here's the snap. Looking now. Floats it over the middle, and it is intercepted. Yes, Koko Azuma intercepts it inside the 10-yard line, a diving interception. And the Terrapins are turned away with a minute 25 remaining. And that saved the day. They reviewed the play, but it was confirmed by video replay, and the Wildcats win it 33-27.